Chair, just a few thoughts, especially during our worship. Our time here is relatively short, okay? But God doesn't need a whole lot of time to touch you, okay? Saul on the road to Damascus, about 10, 15 minutes. I say this because as I was worshiping, I felt the Lord's heart yearning for you. But, and so I know we're having fun, but I'm going to ask you to get out of the fun mentality. Just imagine, not so much, we have fun, but sometimes the fun is a distraction to what the Lord really wants. Okay, and so if you would just present your heart, just with your right hand, just grab your heart, so to speak. Grab your heart, okay? Grab your heart, and you're going to present your heart to the Lord. Okay? Grab your heart. Imagine pulling your heart from your chest cavity and say, Lord, while I'm here, you have my heart. And you touch my heart however you want. We're here to meet you. That's why we're here. We're here to be marked by you. We are here to know you. So, Lord, you have a yearning, burning heart for us. And so, Lord, our response is, Lord, you have my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, while you're here, carve out some time if you can. And the Lord's not asking you to do a whole lot. What he is asking you is to open your heart and say, Lord, touch it. And the sense I got tonight was some of you will be marked. Marked like your hearts will be tattooed. Okay, in a way where you will have an experience, okay, of God's love and power in such a way, it doesn't have to be dramatic, in such a way where you come into your true self. Okay, many of us live with a false self, mainly out of, you know, fear. That's why we perform. Okay? But the Lord wants to set us free from fear. Perfect love drives out fear. Okay, and so, and even as I introduced Dan is special because of the person who's with Dan. Okay, it's all of us. The best gift we could give is not ourselves. The best gift we could give is the one who made us, the one who's redeemed us, the one who's with us. That's the best gift. Okay, I just felt like a bit of an urgency to just remind us why we are here. This is a short time, but it's long enough. It's short time for us, but it's long enough for God to touch you, if you are willing. Okay, he's not going to bulldoze you if you are willing. And that willingness is, Lord, have my heart. I don't even know who I am. I don't even know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm afraid of. Lord, but you know, so I give you my heart. Touch it. Reside in it. Heal it. Kiss it. Hug it. Do whatever. I give you full permission, Jesus, to bless my heart, to minister to me. Amen. So I just want to introduce Dan. Dan was here last year. First, I just want to thank Andrew and Noreen. One of the blessings of my life is friendships because of Andrew and Noreen. That's why I would not have known Genny had I not been to the first heart school. Okay, I would not have met Dan and Jordan had I not been to the heart school. And so the Lord weaves our friendships through other people. Yeah. And then we become friends. We're friends with Genny, and our church loves Genny, and Sony, and Nicole, and Simone, and Johnny, and David, and Mia is their daughter, basically spiritual daughter. She's been going every fall. And Genny, we're going to be sending teams to Struga. And so So it's just beautiful how the Lord connects our hearts, our lives. And Dan carries in his life story the love of the Father. And in his life story, one of the more outstanding episodes of the 20th century, a continuing episode, and that's God's presence that hit Toronto and the nations. And even while Dan and Gwen were missionaries in Ukraine, that presence came in that land as well, and the people. And so we love Dan because he's funny, but we love Dan because of what he carries, okay? And so if you remember, last year it was a blast. But again, we're not interested in repeating what we did last year. And this is not a TV show. It's not, oh, let's do that again. No, no. What we want is, Lord, we're at a different stage right now. Okay, we're at a different stage. So we want more. Yeah. And Dan and I had a brief conversation. What's going to happen here will actually impact the nations. It's not just for you. It will touch you. But when the story is said and done, it'll touch the nations and the next generation. So I just want to welcome Dan and Gwen, if you would stand up. And this is Dan and Gwen, husband and wife. And I'm going to just pray for Dan.
Thanks.
So, Father, we thank you for Dan. We just thank you for this man. He carries your heart. He carries the excitement, the joy, the freedom to be who he is, but also the message of freedom as well. Like, we get to be who we are. Because you delight in us, Lord. You delight in us with all of our quirks and just different things. And so, Lord, we just thank you. And we are open, Lord, to hear from Dan because we are interested, really interested, Lord, in hearing you. And so, Father, we just ask that you would speak through your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. John, your hand is so hot. You got fire on you, man. Yeah, burning. Wow, do that again. Come on. Sharaba. Arriba. Boom, boom. Lord, let this fire get on all of us. Come on, Holy Spirit, more. Fill, fill, fill. Thank you. Well, hi, everybody. We're back. We're back. When I got this invitation, I thought, wow, what a great blessing to be able to come back here, not just to speak, but just to be with you all. Because there's such a hunger, arriba, in the middle of your... I can just feel the hunger in your hearts. And I've been thinking about this this meeting for the last 2 weeks. So 2 weeks ago, we were in North Macedonia with Genny and Andrew and Noreen and Mia and Helen, yes, and the whole gang here. Not the whole gang, but some of the gang. And then we came home, rested a bit, and just started thinking and praying and meditating on this gathering here. And Lord, thank you for the hunger in this room. Thank you for the hunger in the hearts. And thank you, Lord, that you promise to fill those who are hungry and thirsty. So we have 3 days together, everybody. It's not really 3 days. It's like a little bit less than 48 hours, right? We're at 30s. I don't know what it is. But we have tonight. We have all day tomorrow. And then we have Sunday, which I'm glad we have 3 days. because as we mentioned in Macedonia, and as it has been, you know, with the Toronto blessing and kind of the move that we are in, it just seems that something clicks in after 3 days. It's an amazing reality that we've lived. That as we are just pressing in, waiting on the Lord, believing God, just the fact that you've gathered, I'm glad we have these 3 days together. Let's put it that way. So, Lord Jesus, Sha-ra-ba. Walk among us, precious Lord. Put your fire on us again. Thank you, John, for saying we don't expect what happened last year. God is moving. He will move with us. He is moving with us. The worship was a different level, you guys, than last year for me. I just want to say that to your worship team. Whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. But thank you, John, for saying, you know, that we have the freedom. Lots of times when people invite me, there's an expectation. Fire. Ariba. Sarah, thank you for sharing what you did and being so vulnerable. So you guys, you really have the culture of walking in the light here. If you get up on a regular basis and talk like this to each other. Wow, I'm impressed. I was sitting there thinking, I need to bring this to Ukraine. I need to get these guys up and confess all our sins and but the river works with this vulnerability. It really does. It's one of the main factors of, you know, the river flowing, and then if we really catch it, the effects of the river. Because if we understand the love of the Father and grace, and that we are accepted in Him, we can talk like this to each other. Because we're all in the same sinner's club. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, maybe I'll try to bring this quote tomorrow, but he wrote a book. If you don't know who Dietrich Bonhoeffer, how many know who he is? Right. So most of us do. For those who don't, very quickly, he was a Christian hero during World War II that, you know, was actively, just say it that way, against Hitler, understanding what was going to happen if Hitler continued in power. And, you know, he was persecuted, but he wrote a number of books. And one of the books that he wrote was Life Together. You guys have probably read that book. Fantastic book. And in the book, Life Together, and I'll try to bring the quote tomorrow. I have the quote in my room here. He's saying, lots of times we as believers, arriba! You know, we fellowship around the good things that God has done in and in us and with us and for us. And that becomes our basis of fellowship, that we're redeemed and we're loved and we've become new creations. And so we fellowship around those thoughts. But he says, true life together, and I'll just paraphrase it, true life together is you have to fellowship as sinners as well. And find that point of fellowship in, you know, in our weaknesses. And so thank you, Sarah. And I was thinking, you know, because as I was coming here, I think I shared this last year, that I'm Canadian, but I was raised in the States. I was 8 years old. We moved to New York City. And then when I was 14, we moved here to Lebanon, Pennsylvania, which is about half an hour away from here. And I also was raised in a good Christian family with a good Christian church. But boy, did I get in trouble. And I won't go into the details because I'm not as courageous as Sarah right now. But I have shared those details before. But it was so fun, like last year and in previous years when I've done events here around the Lebanon area, to you know, the Lord, you still have those memories, but it doesn't have the sting. You understand what I mean? The blood. Oh, death, where is your sting? And it's not just talking, I think, as final death, but death, where is your sting? You know, regarding some of our things of our past. But the memories are still there, but he has redeemed us. And it is so fun to be a preacher preaching around this area, kind of, you know, with, oh, if they would see me now. If those guys from high school could see me now. Hallelujah! Arriba! And so I often think of Psalm 40. So let's just look at that. Let's just see where the Lord leads us here tonight. I mean, I have some things to share, but Psalm chapter 40, just regarding maybe some others, you know, who heard Sarah's testimony tonight, are kind of in the same boat. Verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. So this, starting here in verse 1, right down to 3, is really my testimony. This is my testimony. So sorry, Sarah, I'm just going to briefly come on to the back of your testimony, because I was thinking of these verses while I was listening to you, and probably some of us need these. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. Oh my goodness. My pit, just half an hour from here. Called high school years. And a little bit after that. On the way here. See, I have this teaching about a clear conscience where I stole cupcakes when I was a worker. Chocolate. Anybody remember Ring Ding Juniors? Remember Ring Ding Juniors? You know what those are. They're like chocolate. They're chocolate cupcakes, cream filled. They're golden, really, is what they are. And we just happened to stop on the way here. And I said to Gwen has heard that story about how I stole those chocolate cupcakes. And the reason that that employer hired me, this Christian grocer, he hired me was because I had been to Bible school. And so, of course, he's going to hire a Bible school grad. And then, you know, I started stealing from him. And so just coming here, I said, oh, by the way, Gwen, remember all this, the years that you heard the stories about the Ring Ding Juniors? And this is the store right here. Like, we were just there like 3 hours ago. We had to stop next to it. And I thought it was kind of funny. Like, oh, yeah, this is the store where I stole those things. But what happened is that when the Holy Spirit started teaching me about a clear conscience and the necessity of a clear conscience, that if, you know, 1 Timothy chapter 1, if you don't have a clear conscience, you're probably going to suffer shipwreck. And when that awareness hit me, that was sobering. So then I had to go to this store that we just passed, and I had to go in, and I had already not worked there for a while. And the Lord said, go back and tell him you stole those Ring Ding Juniors. And, you know, I, of course, being the Bible school grad that I was, and I was in Bible school, let's put it that way. And so I walked into this grocery store, which is just down the road here. And I walked in, and all the, not all, but a lot of the former employees, the employees were still there, and they knew me. We were friends. Hi, Dan, how you doing? And it's great to see you. You know, what are you here for? So I walked up to the manager's. I walked up to the manager's office, and his name was Merle. And I walked up to his office and just walked right by, and circled the whole store. And then I got around to the office again, and walked by again. Circled the whole store, sweating, like trying to rationalize this. It's only Ring Ding Juniors. You know, it's only, I don't know. And I did that 4 times before I stopped at his office. I finally stopped, knocked on his door, and to my great regret, he said, come in. And I walked in. Oh, Dan, how you doing? Great to see you. How's Bible school going? Well, Merle, I got to talk to you about something. And then I told him, it's just a long story about how I was working on night shift. And, you know, you're there on trust because you're a Bible school guy. With some other good Christians working on trust, and the bottom line is I had to just tell him, so sorry, but I stole from you, and I told him the details of it much more than I'm telling you, and he phoned the police, and I was 2 years in jail. I'm just kidding. I'm. Guys were so quiet. I've told that story all over the world. You're the only group that was actually fully quiet when I said that line. It's only Ring Ding Juniors for crying out loud. The bottom line is I restored the money and, you know, he forgave me, and he said, I wish we were all like this. But anyways, you know, these memories, and it's just not that memory. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. Lord, I just want to thank you that you brought me out of hell in Jesus' name. And the grip that hell had on me during those years, trying to get my soul. And he brought me out of the miry clay. So the miry clay is your flesh. I am dark but lovely, the son of Solomon, the bride said. I am dark but lovely. And to be brought out of that miry clay, just the, you know, coming out of the life of the flesh. Because I actually did learn in Bible school that I'm dead to sin. And I didn't believe it at first. And then they kept on telling me that for 2 years. That you're dead to sin and alive to God. And by little, that started getting me out of the miry clay of my flesh. And set my feet upon a rock. That is Christ. He put my feet upon a rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's really the cool thing right here. And he established my steps. He gave purpose. And friends, I cannot tell you how much this phrase, he established my steps. He gave me a purpose in life. In Psalm 103, scripture says he's redeemed us from destruction. But what that word really means, he's redeemed us from purposelessness, from just vanity, going to and fro. He's taken us out of that, and he's given us a purpose and steps that he ordained from the foundation of the world. Sharaba, you've got purpose, and I've got purpose. Boom, boom. We were in a pit. He got us out of that. He took us out of the miry clay. He's teaching us how to deal with our clay. Because the treasure is still in the earthen vessels. And he's teaching us, arriba, boom, boom, how to first of all, believe, and I'm talking about identity as well tomorrow. Is it really going to be at 7:30? Oh, is this not me? Oh, you didn't tell me that. Now I'm really happy. We're going to have a joy meeting tonight. Okay. Anyways, identity. I just want to declare over all of us right now that the Lord has brought you out of a pit. I want to declare that he is teaching you how to deal with your clay. We all have the same clay. Arriba. Lord, teach us. You've brought us out of the pit. Now get us out of the clay, so that we can walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. So I declare over us. Strengthen your inner man. And that's tomorrow night's message. No, that's the 5 o'clock session, right? The inner man. The power of the inner man. Coming out of your miry clay. Boom, boom. Why the miry clay has such a hold on us. Don't miss tomorrow at 5. Trust me. Trust me, trust me, trust me. Just let this build. Lord, we declare that you are bringing us out of the miry clay. Amen. Boom, boom, boom. Out of that depression. Out of that anxiety. Lord, I thank you that this wine that we're enjoying right now takes us out of the, it circumcises us out of the flesh. This is one of the secrets of the wine, everybody. Boom, boom. The wine will circumcise you. It's like it cuts off that flesh life. Arriba. Boom, boom. Fill, Lord. Fill. Out of the miry clay. Fire in this room tonight, Lord. Fire in this room tonight. Glory in this room tonight. Glory in this room tonight. Out of the miry clay of all that life throws at us in North America, Lord. The pressures, the stresses, Lord, out of the pressures of life, we need houses, but Lord, the mortgages, the credits, all of this stuff, Lord, I pray that you would end this weekend, it would bring us above all that stuff. Grace us, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill. 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 Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Arriba. Boom, boom. Let the river flow. And you've put our feet, Lord, on this rock. The rock is Christ. You set my feet upon a rock. The Lord Jesus Christ. We're grateful, Lord. Go into us now. And you've established our steps. So I am speaking to your feet right now. I am speaking to your steps. You have purpose. You have kingdom purpose. You have kingdom purpose. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Oil upon your steps. Oil upon your feet. Oil on your steps. He establishes our steps. This is his idea, everybody. This is his idea. Arriba. Lord, release your prophetic here in this weekend. Even tonight, Holy Spirit, release it. Lord Jesus, we receive you as the prophet in our midst tonight. As the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Lord, this is your weekend. This is not my weekend. It's not John's weekend. Lord, this is consecrated over to you. I know there's been people here fasting and praying. Lord, and the reason I know that is this past week, I have felt your fasting and praying for this weekend. Sometimes I wish they wouldn't be fasting and praying so much because this is affecting me. I'm up there trying to have a break. Up in Ontario, I've been so busy, and I start feeling these things. Oh, it's those people down there. I know it. I know. I said to Gwen, they're fasting and praying. Fire! Arriba! Fire. Lord, put oil on their steps. Arriba! Oil on their... Thick oil! Oh, okay. Some of you, by the end of this week, you're going to be walking around like you're in thick oil. Like you're in thick oil. It will actually be hard for you to walk. You'll be walking slower and thinking slower because there's going to be thick. You're going to be talking in slow motion. You're going to be You're going to be walking in slow motion. Lord, put oil on us. Oil on us. Fill us again. Just in case you're wondering, this is a filling night. This is not necessarily, we'll do a little bit of teaching, but this is a filling night. Arriba. Fill, fill, fill. Thick oil. Oil on us, Lord. Oil, 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 oil. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Lord, give them oil in their lamps. Give them oil in their lamps. Keep them burning. Give them the lamp of the Lord is your spirit. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. Lord, I pray where it's just a small flame. I'm praying that you would just add oil to those lamps. Add oil to those inner man right now. Arriba. Oil, oil, oil. 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 Arriba. Oil in D.C. Oil in Baltimore. Oil in Philadelphia. Oil in Maryland. Oil in the Balkans. Oil in Turkey. Oil in North Africa. Oil in Ukraine. Oil in Canada. Oil in England. Let the nations be affected because of this weekend, Lord. Put oil on them. Put oil on them. Thick, thick oil. Arriba. Let it settle on you. Let the oil of God settle on you. Boom. Sharaba. Let the oil of the Spirit of God settle on you. My dear friends. My dear friends. You don't need more. We're going to teach, but you don't need more teaching. We all here. This is a filling station this weekend. This is where we come together. Let's fill. Arriba. Boom, boom. Fill, Lord. Put oil on their steps. Anyone here who does not have that sense of destiny, Lord, I am praying that you would grant dreams and visions. You would grant prophetic words during the small groups, the counsel of God coming, that anyone here, you're not sure that the Lord is ordering your steps, establishing your steps. I break that, and by the end of this weekend, you will have understanding of God's grace on your steps and your direction. He orders your steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he will not be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Lord, anybody who's fallen, I thank you by grace and in mercy and by the power of the blood of Jesus. They are washed clean. They are white again. And you pick them up and you keep them going. And you keep us going in those established steps. Come, Holy Spirit. More, Lord. Sharaba. Oof. Wow. Ooh, it is thick in here. Come on me, Lord. Come on them. Come on. Ooh. Glory. 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 Fire. 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 Glory. 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 Fire. 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 Glory. 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 Drink, drink, drink. This is a drinking night. This is a filling night. This is waiting on the Lord night. You've driven long. Just drink, refresh, oil, oil on you, arriba, fire, 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 more fire. Let the river flow. Let the wine flow. Ooh, let grace flow. Arriba, boom, 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 boom. Let the prophetic flow here tonight. Andrew told me I have to explain that more. And he's a doctor, so I have to be obedient. That's a trumpet. So most of you know me, but for those who don't, there's manifestations that happen. That one was a trumpet. Sometimes there's drills. Because the Lord, he has to drill through the miry clay. Is Spanish. Okay, so now I've been obedient to Dr. Andrew. It means to go up higher. Ah. I think you're right. Okay, let's stick with the drill for a while. It's hot up here. It is seriously hot.
It's hot.
It is seriously hot. Look, shoot your clocks, everybody. Okay, for right now. Last year. Oh, okay, forget it. Let's stick with the drill. I think we need to drill over here. Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Your glasses are foggy. His glasses are foggy. That's pretty cool, actually. Oh, this would be a major concern. What if God brings us to a different level this weekend? Oh my goodness. What if this is not just a retreat? What if it's in this somehow, for me and Gwen as well? Because you must know that we come just to drink with you. Like, I'm the major drinker here. Like, I'm not the preacher, I'm the major drinker. Yeah. We do have some partners. There's competition. Arriba, boom, wine, fill. May your soul be filled with the glory of God. May your body be filled with the glory of God. May your mind be filled. Arriba. With the wine of God. We just need to come back and drink some wine once in a while. Not once in a while, on a regular basis. Forgive me. Boom, boom. More. Fill it. Fill. 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 Okay. It feels to me that the Lord has an urgency about what I think Pastor John asked me to share tomorrow at 5. But I'm feeling an urgency for that now, because we've been, you know, kind of thinking through and meditating through this weekend. Arriba. But there's an urgency about that. That illustration that I gave some of you saw that spirit, soul, body illustration. Did we do that here last year? So you guys can preach it then. Andrew, it looks like Noreen came up to the splash zone. How come you're back there? With rivers of living water. Everybody drink. Drink, 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 drink. There's a flow here. There's a flow of glory. There's a flow of wine. Just drink. We're not trying to try to put something on. We're a river people. That means that we believe in manifest presence. Presence that we can feel. And to the river, there's a flow. The river is flowing. The river is flowing. The river is flowing. The river is flowing. New level, new level, new level, new level, new level, new level. Ezekiel 47, and the angel measured out another 1,000 cubits. And the angel measured out another 1,000 cubits. Lord, let it happen this weekend. These people are people of God right here. This is the church of Jesus. These are people of God. Arriba. In the spirit. John in Revelation chapter 1 said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. We get into the spirit. We do things to get into the spirit. We do intentional actions to come into the spirit. We all have a human life. We come into the spirit. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. And I heard. And I heard. And I saw. And then there is a... Oh. He saw the seven lampstands. Arriba. And he saw one walking in the midst of the lampstands. Lord Jesus, walk in our midst this weekend, we're praying. Lord Jesus, walk in the midst of Rock Church. Lord Jesus, walk in the midst of every ministry represented here. Lord Jesus, walk in the midst of what Genny's doing in Balkans. Walk in the midst of Family Research Center. Walk in the midst of our groups in our churches in Ukraine, Lord. Walk in our midst. In the spirit, Lord, we want to be people of the spirit. And so we've agreed with you. Lord, we've given ourselves over. Here we are, Lord. Let's let the river rise as we're sitting here on the first session here this Friday night. Let the river rise among us. Get into our very cells. Get into our very beings, into our skin, Lord. Get into our souls, into our brains. Get into our feet. Shakatarabba. Oil, 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 oil. Oil, 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 oil on the people of God here tonight. Oil, 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 oil. Thick oil, thick oil. Thick oil, thick oil on the people of God tonight, on the sons and daughters of the kingdom. Shakatarabba. Come, Holy Spirit. Arabashika taramba. Fill, fill, fill. Anoint, anoint, anoint. Put oil on us, Lord. Put oil on us tonight. Put oil on us, we pray. Shaka taramba. River in you, Noreen. River, river, river. Carry the river to the nations. Carry the river to the nations. Carry the river to the nations. Carry the river, everybody. This church is a river carrier. You guys carry the river. I saw during worship, I saw some of you from this church. Some of you are members of this church. You're connected with this church. And you are, how do I say it? I don't want to say this. You are streaming out to start river places in other geographical areas out of this church. And you're because the river has to be extended. It's got to go out. The river creates streams and brooks and creeks that grow and they widen. And I saw during worship some of you, you're gonna have a call to go out. You're now part. I'm gonna say, Pastor John, I'm sorry. You're part of this church now, but you're gonna be sent out. But you're not going to be sent out as church planters. You need to be sent out releasing the river to where you're sent out to. Arriba. Shakata. And you're going to learn how to carry the river and how to release the river. More, Lord, we pray. Shikatoraba. Arriba. More, Lord. Fill my mouth. Fill their hearts. Fill our mouths. Fill our gathering, Lord. This is your time. This is not my time. This is not speaking time. This is not teaching time. This is your time, Lord. Come, fill, fill, fill. We gather together for these retreats to receive and to get filled, filled, filled. More, Lord. More. Ah. Oh. fire. Let the river flow. It's going up, everyone, to a different level. Geni is going up to a different level. Release in the Balkans, Lord. Release Geni as a river carrier. Release his team as a river carrier into the Balkans, into Albania, into Greece. Lord, into, Lord, another level, Lord, to that Geni from being here in this week, Lord, would carry just more oil on him. In Jesus' name. Shikatarabba rabba kisakatoramba. Harabatarabba. Harabak. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you. Friends, I know that my meetings are unusual. We don't know exactly everything that's going to happen. But just trust me. Let's just wait on the Lord right now. And I'll keep on declaring. I'll keep on declaring. I'll keep on prophesying. Because He's getting in you. We're soaking, 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 soaking. We're soaking, 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 soaking. Soaking, soaking, soaking. Soaking, soaking, soaking. Oh, soaking in his joy. Soaking in his peace. Soaking in his oil. Soaking in his wind. Soak, arriba. Soaking, 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 soaking. Soaking, 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 soaking. Soak them, Lord. Soak them, Lord. Soak them, Lord. Soak them. Soak them, soak them, soak them, soak them. Every cell under the oil of God, every cell, every cell, every cell, 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 cell. Arriba, arriba. More Lord, more Lord. Every cell of our bodies, every cell of our souls are the expressions of who we are, our personalities, Lord. We receive you. We receive you. We receive this river that you've been pouring out for 40 years. Lord, we say, come, Holy Spirit. We say, come, Holy Spirit. We say, come, Holy Spirit. We say, come, glory of God. Shikatarabba, arriba. Lord, I just want to declare something over you right now. The anointing will teach you. Oh, the Lord is saying that very, very strong right now. He is saying for some... Oh, amazing. Just turn my Bible right to that passage. The anointing will teach you. Shikatoraba. Shakataramba. Otorabataraba. First John chapter 2, verse 27, I want to declare this over you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you. But as that same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. As it has taught you. As the anointing has taught you, you will abide in him. The anointing, the Spirit of God, is going to change your minds. He's going to change your theology. He's going to change some of the way, for some of you, how you think about God, yourself, about others, about his ways. The anointing, I just declare, the anointing will teach you. Shakatorabba. More, Lord. More, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Ooh. Ah. Whew. More drills. It's been so good to meet you today. And I know they probably don't do this at the Mennonite church.
Not yet.
We're glad you're with us. We're glad the Mennonites are with us tonight. Arriba. Get in. 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 Oil, 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 oil. Okay, very quickly, here's what we're going to do. We're going to declare symbols of the Holy Spirit, what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. And then we're going to stack the chairs and we're going to pray for everybody. Okay? There is a river, everybody. And the river flows. Scripture speaks of symbols of the Spirit who is with us. I'd like to turn over to John chapter 14. And we want to declare over us in this evening. That the Holy Spirit is our helper. If you love me, verse 15, John chapter 14, verse 15, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of reality, the Spirit of truth, but another way to say that is the Spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and we will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. The Holy Spirit is a helper. Who needs help in your life? I need help. Boy, do I ever need help. And so he is a helper. And he is actually called another helper. And you've been taught well this verse, that another helper means one besides, and yet he's another of the same kind. So the word shows similarities of who Jesus is. Jesus' word, his use of this word, allos, for sending another helper, means one besides me, in addition to me, but one just like me. So he will do, as Jesus is declaring, he will do in my absence what I would do if I were physically present with you. That is who the helper is. Another of the same kind. Not another of the different kind, but another of the same kind. This is a chair. As you see, let's just say that's another chair. You can sit on that chair. But that is not of the same kind. When Jesus used the word another helper, he was using this word another just like the original, or another of the same kind, quality, exactly the same. The Holy Spirit is another helper to us. So he is that person. And he's been sent. Jesus has prayed, and he's been sent to us. So who is this Holy Spirit who's come to help us? There are symbols or tokens of his identity, tokens of his personality, tokens of how he does things that are mentioned for us in the scripture by these words that we're going to look at. So this is the identity of the Holy Spirit. This is the way he operates. This is his personality. This is the way he moves. It reveals his nature and his ministry. So this is like who he's like. The first one we're going to look at is he's wind. So tomorrow morning, at the morning session, I'm going to be talking about the four winds of God. How the Holy Spirit has north wind, south wind, east wind, and west wind. And how we have to differentiate and recognize how he's moving. Some of you came here for this retreat thinking that the wind of God may move in the same way that he moved last year. But John chapter 3, verse 8 says, the wind blows where he wants. And so it's his wind. And he blows where he wants. Sometimes we want a certain kind of wind. But what he's doing is he's blowing another wind. And you can't see it, but you can feel it. And especially as leaders, you can feel it. People can't see. You can't see or you can't feel what I'm feeling right now. Maybe some of you kind of do. But I can feel, you know, a little bit of the wind of God. And what's interesting is when we have an idea of how the wind should or what we want to happen with the wind of God moving in a certain way, but you can't make him move in that way. You can try to imitate it. And in the charismatic or Pentecostal traditions, sometimes we do try to imitate it. But he blows how he wants. So we're going to look at that in more detail tomorrow. The north, south, the east, and the west wind. But another symbol of the Holy Spirit is water. So there's different kinds of water mentioned in the scriptures, and that they represent the move or the nature of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's the rivers of God, and the river flows. Water is sometimes mentioned as floods. I will pour floods on the dry ground. Now, I don't want floods in the natural, but I like floods in the spirit. Isaiah 44 says he will pour floods on the... Let's just turn over there. That's a great passage there. And some of you have been in revivals where you've been flooded. Isn't that fun? You can say yes or no. It's okay, thank you. Isaiah 44, verse 3. I will pour water. Remember, these are all symbols of the Holy Spirit. We're going to look more at wind tomorrow. I will put water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. So, Lord, we just want to stop right now, and we ask for some floods in America. In Toronto, from January 94 to May of 94, as we had the privilege of being there, but in May of 94, we moved to Ukraine. I was in a flood. There was, you just walk in and it was the flood of God's presence. It was amazing. And this is one of the ways he moves. I will pour floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants. Oh Lord, do that for our kids. Do that for our grandchildren. And I will, my blessing on your offspring. And so we talk about the river of God, but we got to get a bigger picture of the Holy Spirit, because the symbol is not just a river, it could be a flood. Or it could be rain. Or it could be a cloud. Or it could be dew. Now, the dew comes softly. It could be springs. But the absence of water always means famine, thirst, or ruin. Where water is not flowing, where rain is not falling, where dew is not rising, where springs are not being broken up and being released, this absence of water could mean ruin upon us. Oh, how we need the Holy Spirit. Lord, release your precious Spirit. Another symbol of the Holy Spirit is fire. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came in fire. In Solomon's temple, sacrifice, the Holy Spirit came in fire. Fire gives warmth and light. Fire consumes. It's the generation of power. Fire can cause power. Fire can impel or compel to service. Fire can also show God's acceptance of sacrifice. Our God is a consuming fire. The Holy Spirit, I also believe, the fourth symbol, and we're just going through these quickly and then we're going to pray, is salt. Salt preserves, purifies, gives taste, creates a thirst. So one of the blessings of the Holy Spirit is that he quenches the thirst, but he also creates the thirst. If you don't have a thirst, ask the Holy Spirit to make you thirsty. Because he can be as salt to us. A fifth symbol of the Holy Spirit is oil. Oil is used in the Bible for food. It is something that is part of our food. It is used for helping create light. And it is used for anointing. So he is wind to us. He is water to us. He is fire to us. He is salt to us. He can make us thirsty and then quench that thirst. He is oil to us. The Holy Spirit also is represented as a seal. The seal speaks of ownership. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. I'd like to read this to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And so the Holy Spirit comes upon us as a seal, which speaks of ownership. You belong to him. It speaks of authenticity. That what is happening in your life is real. This is not fake. When he has touched you, he has sealed you, and he is saying to you, this is real in you. This is authentic. This is not a fake religious ritual. When we're touched by the Spirit, it is you know that it's just so real. It becomes, and it always becomes a witness to us. And then it becomes an authority over us. The Spirit of God, it is when he seals us, when an authority, a king, sent his seal with a letter, it was sent with authority. He has sealed us. And so his authority is over us. Another symbol of the Holy Spirit is clothing. Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem, and I'm going to clothe you with something. I'm going to clothe you with presence. Clothing speaks of covering. Your nakedness is covered. Your exposed parts are covered. It speaks of protection. You're protected from the elements of this world. The fire and the cloud that accompanied the people of Israel through the wilderness protected them. It was a clothing upon them. It protected them from the searing heat as well as the cold at night. Clothing protects us. You and I are in a wicked world. All around us is wickedness. And there's something about the Spirit's presence on us that protects us. And then clothing is also for beauty. God is a God of fashion. He likes fashion. Anybody here in fashion industry? Okay. The beauty of holiness. The Spirit of God creates beauty in us. And then last one, and then we're going to pray. These symbols. Who is among us? Who are we talking about here tonight? Who are we receiving? Is new wine. New wine always speaks about something new. A fresh outpouring of the Spirit. Something that intoxicates us. It captures us. You know, some of you know, that wine can capture you. The old wine can capture you. The new wine can capture us. When new wine comes, it breaks inhibitions. Things that you were afraid of before, all of a sudden you go through that wall of inhibition because you're drunk. New wine represents easy communication. Oh, do you ever start talking? It represents joy. Represents joy and boldness. Psalm 104, verse 15. Let's look at, I want to read this. This will be the last verse, and then we're going to pray for everybody. We're going to ask the team to come up as we're keeping on waiting on the Lord. Psalm 104, 15. Verse 4, let's actually start in verse 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. Wow. Psalm 104, verse 15. Wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The Holy Spirit is to us. This is his identity. This is his actions. This is his nature. This is brief to start off our time together. Wind. Water. Which could include either a dew or it could include a flood. Fire, salt, oil, a seal, clothing, and new wine. Thank you for this church. Thank you for not just for the church, but for each son and daughter here.